Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. I tell you the truth. Some days it's just some days. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. That's right. That's right. Sometimes we forget. That's right. Glory, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Okay. I got you, and you're on now. And I thank God for you joining us this morning and for the people who are coming in. And I do apologize. I thought I had everything lined just right, and there was an error there. But let me come on and welcome everybody. Good morning, everybody. We welcome you. We thank you for coming in and joining us this morning. And we just had a pre-introduction, amen, to life. And how life happens, amen. And don't go to give a name to something. Hallelujah. We're so quick to be with a negativity opposed to stopping and thinking. Stopping and thinking. God is so good. We thank the Lord and we bless the Lord for this day. Mother, thank you for your determination. God, thank you for her this morning. And I thank everyone that's coming in. I just don't know. Things just got all turned around and twisted around. But nevertheless, this right here is the day God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. This is the day that our God has made. He made this day, and he know the plans that he have for each one of us for this day. Hallelujah. We are a remnant ministries, daughters and sons of God called to pray, and it's tea time. Or if you have a cup of tea or just a glass of water, whatever, just the time for us to sit around our little table, our gold table, which reminds us, the gold reminds us of the extended grace of God through Jesus Christ to us. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. It's all about him. It's all about him. And Mother, I will add on to what we were talking about when we were coming on. I kind of tease people and say, younger people, I say, oh, you better be careful. If you said, oh, I didn't remember, I forgot that. I said, because when you reach 70 or 60, they're going to have dementia. I said, I don't know what you have when you 70. I mean, when you're 20 and 30, because they don't seem to remember anything. But when you reach a face, they start looking at you funny and saying, it's something you have. Well, you tell me what you have. Amen. So don't be so quick to put a label on me. Don't be so quick to put a label on me. You ask me what the date is, and then if I can't tell you, then you looking at me cock-eyed, and I just saw you ask somebody, hey, what is the date? Now, I don't seem to understand that picture. They seem to have no standards going on here. But nevertheless, we count it all joy. Amen. We count it all joy. Hallelujah. When we go into different situations. Why? Because it doesn't matter. God is with us. God is with us. He's leading us, guiding us, he's directing us. He knows everything that will happen and has happened. He knows everything that will happen, has happened, and what's going to happen in our lives before we leave here. Amen. So we're just trusting God. We're just leaning and depending on him. We're resting in the knowledge that God is in control. Hallelujah. And we're excited about it. Amen. Oh, we're so excited about it. I tell you, to have God who's not sitting somewhere, you have younger ones and old ones who are making up not only their lives miserable, but other people's lives miserable because things are not working out the way they want it because this happened to them. On yesterday, I met a very wonderful lady. She kind of reminded me of you, mother. She was in a wheelchair and she was working and she was just as happy. Big store, and she was just as happy and well made up. She wasn't overly made up. She had such a pleasantness about her. And she told me, she said, I'm not permanent in this wheelchair. I can walk, but I can't walk fast, and I can't. So this works for me. And I mean, she just swirled around and moving and just energetic. And of course, the Lord came up, and she was just as receptive, for talking about the Lord. And that makes a difference. Now, that doesn't mean that everything in her life is going perfect. Doesn't mean that there is no trouble or obstacle, or it could be every area of her life could be perfect. Maybe not, but there are little things that can occur in our day life that will turn around and just a little fox, and mess up the whole day if we let it. It says the little fox destroys the vine. Leaven the whole loaf. Glory, hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? So as we sit here, and I'm not going to worry about the times when we'll be out and we'll be traveling, but I'm happy right here. Why? Because I knew that it would be like this. And since it's like this, he's given us the vehicle to do what? To continue the work. Amen. To continue inspiring, to continue to encouraging our sisters in the Lord. Amen. And when things happen, we just press forth even the more because we know that we are, the daughters of the Most High God. Amen. We know our daddy. We know he lives. We know he loves us. We know he provides for us. We know he covers us. We know he protects us. Somebody did it.
Glory to his name. Amen. Even at your work, we have a smile because, number one, this is not our home. And we know that he's given us the anointing for this day. And we have the blood of Jesus over every area of our life today. Regardless of the day that you will be hearing this broadcast, we plead the blood of Jesus. I said it here. Oh, we plead the blood. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against the daughters of God shall prosper. And he wants us strong in him. And he wants us to lean and depend on him. He got the job done this morning, right or wrong. We didn't have to fret. And I realized what had happened. I was like, oh my goodness. And I have been up early meditating, reading, just ready for the time to click the button. And when I looked, I went like, oh my goodness. And you know I call you mother at a certain time. And I went past that. But nevertheless, mission has been accomplished. Isn't God good?
Thank God.
Thank God. That's right. Now, Mother, lead us in prayer.
I will bless
you. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you and we surrender praises this morning.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God, we just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Watching those and letting us rise.
Yes,
a beautiful
Lord.
That was seen before. We thank you, God, for
thank
your blessing.
Yes, Lord.
On our steps and acting on behalf of our transactions today, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless the broadcast this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the rooted radio land.
Yes, Lord.
And some soul be relieved.
Yes, Lord.
Bless this day, Lord. Oh, God, send your mind. Hallelujah.
Almighty God,
thank
Almighty
friend,
God.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And God, thank you for your healing.
Yes, Lord.
And God, thank you this
ooh,
morning,
yes, Lord.
Lord. We praise you for what you've done for us, Lord.
Yes,
how
Lord.
You brought us out and why you're carrying
oh,
us.
Oh, thank
feeling
you.
Your way be done. Oh. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Yes,
oh, Lord. Father God.
Yes,
oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless the broadcast this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Give us the rhema word.
Yes, Lord.
And and
yes,
and
give
spirit to ooh, ears this
God.
Morning. We might hear what you say to the church.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to stay in your will.
Mighty
be ready
God.
When you come. Hallelujah.
Almighty God.
Oh, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You told us to be ready and waiting.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for every opportunity.
Almighty
take
God.
Take not to put granted. You're so good.
Yes.
You are. Mm. Our Father. Hope. Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your kindness
yes.
and your mercy, Lord.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless the requests today.
Yes.
Anoint brothers from the top of the head to the soul of the
do
Lord.
It, Lord.
Yeah, special request, Lord. And we give it to you, Lord.
America.
You know what it needs better than I know how to do it.
Hallelujah. Yes,
heaven
Lord.
To be blessed, heaven to look up and live.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, interest
the more, oh, God.
Ooh, God,
hallelujah.
To the end. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God, hedge him in from the hands
yes.
of the enemy, Lord.
Oh, God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch every vessel in his body. Oh, God, anoint him afresh.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Lord, touch my eyes and anoint him afresh.
Do
hallelujah.
It, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, Father God, in the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
The peace of the elders and governors and
yes,
the leaders everywhere, Lord.
Amen.
Bless the women, thank God, Lord.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
The willing women, this morning. And God, bless the daughters that you have set in this mission, Lord.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Group, Lord, have mercy on mm-hmm. Lord. And oh, Father God, bless Pastor Leland's family.
Thank you.
Thank you for the faithfulness. Oh, God, see us through. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Hello.
You move it forward, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
give
Jesus.
Give us wisdom, knowledge, give us what to say. Give us the rhema word for the
Lord.
Mission, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for what you're doing. Bless us all this day and supply our needs, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless the less fortunate. Father God, we ask you again to remember the bereaved this
yes,
morning.
Yes, Lord.
Sister Margaret, Sister Lord.
Going
home to be with the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Know when time's out and you know what you need.
Yes,
and, oh, Father God, thank you for our faithfulness. Oh, God, thank you, Shadin. Oh, God, thank you for running to the end. Oh,
yes,
Father God, bless that family, Lord. Oh, God, send to every one of them, Lord. Mold them and make them, Lord. Let them be in your presence and let them be your will, Lord. And whatever you do in that situation, Lord, help us to be grateful and thankful, Lord. I know you can, Lord. I know you will, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, we live. To relieve the situation that you am.
Yes,
bless the grandchildren. Bless them to understand. Oh, Father God, comfort their hearts this morning,
God.
Oh, Father God, our souls look up and live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Merciful God, we just thank you, Father.
Thank you
for the joy of our salvation. Oh, God, do it all. We trust in you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning, Lord. Bless Lord. Oh God, lead and direct, Lord.
Yes,
and whatever you do, help us to be careful and not forget to give your name to pray.
Right.
And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless all of my steps this day, Lord.
Yes.
Father, bless my family in New York and bless the matter, Lord. Bless the baby this morning, Lord. Oh, Father God, bless the surrounding, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, mind in their heart, Lord.
Almighty
oh, Father God, we thank for Pastor Hawkins and through his endeavor.
Yes,
whatever
Lord.
He has to do, Lord, see him through us to the end, Lord. Oh God, victory shall be ours in the end.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Let your will be done in our lives, Lord.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, Father God, and bless my home this morning, God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Bless Brother Cleveland, Lord, in respect to the man. Lead him to victory, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, supply every need. Bless him spiritually and finance, Lord. See him through, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless his companion. Thank him, let him be warned in thee, Lord. Oh, God, I want you to be pleased in our lives, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, every walk we take, every breath we take, we thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless us, Lord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this sister being faithful to me, Lord.
Yes,
oh, God, give them a vision. Give them a heart desire, their heart desire.
Yes, Lord.
And, oh, Father God, help us to run in this race with patience, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. And do overcome. Oh, God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, mold and make, Lord, bless the brotherhood too, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you be faithful. We'll be ever careful to give your name the praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Mother, for that prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are truly grateful and totally dependent on God for everything. We are grateful for his love and his kind and his mercy and his direction and his covering, as we said before. And we are grateful he covers our children. Amen. And our spouses. We're for how, even though I was going to ask you to add the city of Atlanta and Georgia, I mean, it's just in an uproar and it's just a mess. But I know all my heart that God is in control. So we ask God to the government, those who are in leadership, have I said it? God placed them there for his purpose.
Yes,
but we ask that he protect those, hallelujah, who are being attacked. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask God to put a hedge of protection around his people. Hallelujah. And let his will be done in this. In the counties, hallelujah. Oh God, those that are in leadership, Lord God, and in authority for this state, Almighty God, and over these United States. Bless your name. We ask God to walk tall
and be welcome and know he's welcome. I circle in this country, Lord, and every country that is listening, their government, their leadership will come under the authority of the Almighty God. We plead the blood of Jesus over these United States. We plead the blood of Jesus over every country that's represented this morning. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. He said the earth belonged to him. Hallelujah. The earth, and he says that all souls are mine. Oh God, we stand in agreement with you this morning. We thank you. Again, we like for God to remember Elder Grant and Bishop Lee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you who's traveling, his grandmother has passed on to be with the Lord. And we ask the Lord to comfort that family. Hallelujah. And not only that family, there's so many other families. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we need your comforting right now. Hallelujah. Like we never needed before. None of us have ever known that it would be needed like this. Almighty God. Have I set it up? So we just lean and depend on you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. The very breath we breathe. Hallelujah. Thank you for his guidance, his protection. And as I said earlier, his shield of defense. Amen. That's exactly what. And you know, I went away from our normal walk because when I think about what the scripture says, it's blessed, happy, happy. Psalms 1. Let's read it. Psalms 1. It's all about God. It's all about God. He gives us such sweet instruction that we'll put man over God. And we don't want people to know that we saved. And so we have to live double lives and staying in the closet. All of this. But this Psalms 1 says this. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Hallelujah. Who's counseling you? Who are you allowing to come into your space and counsel you? And then the scripture is that I'm going to add here. The scripture says for us to know them that labor among you. So don't be so anxious for somebody to listen to somebody's advice and instructions. You could tell me you in the Lord. You can tell me this and you sound good. But that doesn't mean that you are. I got to know you. I got to seek God and say, God, is this from you? We have to have that relationship with God that we make it so personal.
Amen.
I don't know if and a lot of times we allow our emotions, things sound good, and we want to be helpful, and we want to do this, and we want to be nice. What they say, it sound good, or that flesh speak up, and well, it feels good to me, so it must be right. You better check it out. Better check it out. A lot of times, well, I go to church on Sunday, but you know, this is corporate. This is government. And we, this is how we do it here. Now, you live a double life. Right is right according to God. And that's how we walk. You know, I got my job. I have to think about my job. You need to think of you. To seek God and let God give you the right instructions and that direction. A lot of us have lost jobs because we stood for righteousness. I'm not saying it won't happen. It can happen. But we have to stand up for God. And we have to make sure that we are right. Amen. So blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not stand in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You know how many people, and we when we watch
television. We see people making fun of God, making light of God. We should not even participate in that. You know, things that at one time we wouldn't even laugh about, we laugh. And we take it as, oh, that's just television. It's not anything. But no, it's a lie. Bishop just informed me Mother Haynes passed. So please pray. Yes, yes. My God, yes.
Sister Margaret Liz John Delaney, I've been talking to about going to sit with her. She kind of her sister passed yesterday.
Oh, okay. Sister Margaret family.
Sister Margaret Liz John sister, and her name is Sister Alma Allen.
Okay. He's able.
We're all appointed to die
one time. That's right.
And I'm glad she's at home.
That's right.
To rest, because she's been going through. She's been teaching her. She don't have to worry no more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo! Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank God.
Wonderful,
faithful woman.
Praise the Lord. God is good. So we celebrate her life. And we thank God for it. We know that her space will be missed in her family, and her loved ones will miss her. But we ask God to step in and comfort them now, as you say. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. He will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And we not.
And it tells us to make preparation. And he gives us instruction to know that these days will come.
Yes.
Once we're born, he's going to be born to die.
That's right.
And we're really going to sleep in the Lord.
Yes.
We've got two places to go. That's him.
All right.
In the heaven.
Oh, glory. Oh, Lord.
Take us to heaven.
Yes. Hallelujah. It is. Blessed. And it's a wonderful reassurance. It's a reassurance. Hallelujah. We thank God. But when your work is done, then you return back to your God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. So we. Yes, it is. That's right. That's period. Right there. Amen.
Oh, God, I thank you.
It is a blessing. He is. But let's continue with our Psalms 1 and verse 2. It says, But his delight is the law of the Lord, and in his law, God's law, these instructions for us while we're here on this earth. And God's law, he meditate day and night.
That's right, amen.
Sometimes we need to stop. This morning I woke up and I was thinking, how many hours I'm doing this, and how many hours am I actually reading and speaking with the Lord?
Amen.
That's something to think about. How much time are you really dedicating to the Lord?
Amen.
It says, in his law we meditate day and night. How much time are we, oh Lord, I ain't got time. I got to do this. I got to do that. Oh Lord, I don't have time for this. Oh, now I can't concentrate. You know,
Amen.
We got to get it right. And the balance is in our obedience to God.
Amen.
And as saints of God who believe and trust in Him, we have to be the example for the ones coming in this dark world. We are the bearers of the light for them. The example for them. And so that they can see what it's like to depend and trust on God. For their faith is in Him. To see it in action. They need to see. We encourage that this morning. And it says here in verse 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Now, I'm not going to bring forth fruit, my fruit, in your season. But in my season, I'll bring forth fruit. In my season. And the leaf, and not leaves, and the leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Isn't that something? Because you in God, you have a changed life. That's how you can give witness to a mighty woman of God, because you saw the fruit of her labor. And that's what the world is to see, the fruit of our labor. And our God is pleased. You know, we think about how much God loves us and the instructions that he has given us and the encouragement that he has given us by showing us, I am your God.
Yes, Lord.
I am your provider.
Amen.
I am your healer. I am your deliverer. You mess up, confess. Don't let guilt and pride get in the way. I'm the one that restore you. That's right. You should have no other God before me. Why would you choose to have a God over a what God that you can compare? There is none. There is none. He is the only true and living God. He is the only one. And to think about it, he created the angels and they are mighty and powerful. Ooh, God. To minister to his people. Oh, God. And do his work. Amen. Do his work. Oh, God. And he sent them here to be a help to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. But think about this. But he made us with power too. And he made us to fellowship with him on this earth. Woo! Have a relationship with him. Call him father. Call him daddy. Can you just imagine the love that he has for us? He sent his only son to redeem us back to him so we could be in our rightful place and that we would have authority and the dominion that he has intended for us to have in the beginning. We are sons and daughters of the only true and living God. He made us in his image and in his likeness. And we can sit. And what the song say? We can have a little talk with Jesus and he'll make it all right. Yes. And it's just not close to just a few people.
Amen.
Every
every soul on this earth belongs to him. All you have to do is come. Come to him. You don't have to come like I did. You don't have to come like mother. You know, you come as you are. To him, because he loves you. Isn't that beautiful? No, you can't see him, but everything around you lets you know that he's real. Everything around you, even in the midst of crazy stuff, if you just open your eyes, you see. Your eye of faith will allow you to see. So we are grateful this morning. We are so, so grateful that he allowed us, in spite of he gave us the strength to push. We were pushing this morning. We were pushing. We were determined this morning. Hallelujah. And guess what? We have been blessed. We have been blessed before. Of the push. Oh, I just got to be. And it was personal. It was personal. We don't know who will hear and their lives will change. We're on a mission. Never in a million years would we would have thought that we would be doing this. You know? But God, hallelujah, but God. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, down through the years. That's why we can just rest and not get so discombobulated. Rest. And when we resume with our guests, I'll call you and we'll talk about it. Some people that we're going to invite to come and have some time to just encourage our audience with their journey.
Yes, Lord.
Their journey. Everybody has a testimony. Everybody has a story to tell. But we want people to be encouraged by others who have gone through and gone on, and those who are coming and are those who have gone through and are not yet standing. And knowing that, as I said before, no, you can't see God. See the effects of God all around. And you know that none things that has happened in our lives, we know that none could have done it without God.
Amen.
And we want to share that and allow people to be encouraged. And when things happen in their lives, they have a marker. God will bring things back to their remembrance. And they'll say, oh. And then we can share with them what ministry is really about. It's not about the fame and the fortune. It's about humbling ourselves before the Almighty God and doing what he has called us to do. According to his will, according to his way and his plan. Hallelujah. So I'm excited. We never knew it would be like this, but I'm so grateful that it is.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Let's read Psalms 134. It says, behold, bless ye the Lord, O ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth.
bless thee out of Zion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I like to share this scripture. This is one of my grandfather's favorite scriptures. And I just realized, when I came to it, I saw it and I was a little surprised. And I had forgotten all about it. It's on Romans, the 14th chapter and the 8th verse. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord. Isn't that something? We live or die, we are the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. And Paul writes on in the 11th verse of the same chapter, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. That's what Paul said. It is written. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? And it is beautiful to know that we are the Lord's. Whether we live, we are the Lord's. Whether we die, we belong to the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Oh, that's a resting place right there.
Yes,
hallelujah. Well, and I just thank the Lord this morning. We missed Brother Sammy this morning. We thank God for him and his presence being with us when he can. But we thank him for all the opportunities and the doors that the Lord opened for him. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Every one of them. Every one of them. And the miraculous blessings that he'll begin to walk in for his faithfulness. For his faithfulness. God is good. I tell you, how are you going with your church? Are you still doing the parking lot?
Yes, we're still doing the phone.
Oh, the phone. Okay.
Conference on the phone.
Okay.
To the radio.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We haven't gone back in that church yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
One or two services on the parking lot church yet.
Okay, I think that's what most of us are doing now. Doing this until this clear up. And if you fail there, God will continue to bless us where we are and feed the souls. Well, it's closing time. So our closing scripture now is Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 22nd verse. And the Lord blessed, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom, peace. Nothing missing. And nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Completeness, wholeness. That's what the Lord chose the prayer to be prayed over his people. Amen. It's right there. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. We love it. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God love you. Go in the strength of his love today, knowing without a shadow of a doubt, you are the Lord. God bless you. We love you and thank you for tuning in.
Amen.